produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. Seems like it's been a while since we've had this opportunity, and we are looking forward to being able to have a visit with you on this edition of Power Up Your Family. Now, we're several weeks into the new year, and I'm sure that all of us who set up, made New Year's resolutions and made some goals, that we are on track with all of that in the current year and that everything is going perfectly as we had planned it, right? Maybe not. In reviewing the history of New Year's resolutions, came across some interesting information. It says that those who make a New Year's resolution after 1 week, 75% are still successful in keeping it. After 2 weeks, the number drops to 71%. After a month, the number drops again to 64%. And after 6 months, only 46% of people who made a resolution are still successful in keeping it. Of course, in comparison of those who have similar goals but did not set a resolution, only 4% are still successful after 6 months. So you might say, well, why is there such a drop-off? Well, according to a 2016 study of the 41% of Americans who make New Year's resolutions, by the end of the year, only 9% feel they are successful in keeping them. An earlier study in 2007 showed that 12% of people who set resolutions are successful, even though 52% of the participants were confident of success at the beginning. So, some of the reasons for failure. In a 2014 study, 35% of residents who failed their New Year's resolutions said they had unrealistic goals. 33% of participants who failed didn't keep track of their progress, and 23% forgot completely about their resolutions. So about 1 in 10 people who failed said they made too many resolutions. So if you set a New Year's resolution this year, you have a 1 in 2 chance of forgetting all about it by March, which is just a short time away. Instead of some trite and unattainable promise to your future self, set actual goals and create strategies to get there through smart goal planning. So here are some ideas about maybe it's time to reevaluate, readjust, set some new goals, or if you prefer to use the word resolutions. So here are 10 things about goals that set them apart from resolutions. Goals are written down. Sometimes people write down resolutions, and that's admirable. But they're not resolutions anymore. Once you write down something, you will do, it becomes a goal. So write it down and start planning how you'll get there. They're personal and not driven by society or your peers. Resolutions can be influenced by our social circles. Sometimes that's great, but what are you more likely to do? Something someone else thinks you should do or something you really want to do? Exactly. Goals aren't groupthink. They're personal. That's number one. Number two, attainable goals speak to your bigger why. Because goals are a microcosm of your own personal desire, they lead us to becoming the people we want to be. Three, Small goals usually build into a larger goal. Big goals need intermediary goals to help us stay motivated and successful each step of the way. Instead of a big resolution this year, set a small goal. Number four, goals can be project managed. This is repetitive, but bear with me. Every big goal can be broken down into smaller goals that build up to the big one. That's called project management, and it takes a wimpy resolution and makes it a goal, and then turns that goal into an actual project with deadlines. It isn't a dream if you have a plan that makes it a reality. Number five, they require daily intention. Resolutions are so hard to grasp that you forget all about them within a few days. There's nothing for you to do every day to keep them top of mind. Goals are different and require you to feed them to see progress. You work the plan until you hit the first milestone. Then you keep going every day. As a friend of mine would often encourage those who were part of his service in our church, the mantra became every day, every day, every day. Number six, the way we talk about goals is different. Nobody cares about resolutions, but when you start talking about goals and project deadlines, you feel the difference. Talk about your goals like you're going to crush them, and you will. You're building your growth mindset by using action words and creating actual resolve to succeed instead of wishes that evaporate with the spring. Number seven, they can be shared with others for accountability and motivation. Set goals, write them down, create a plan, and tell others. Be someone's motivation and accountability, and ask them to do the same for you. Number eight, goals are just the next step in self-improvement. Growth mindset is essential when striving to reach a personal goal. There's always a next goal to reach for, so crush one and then look for your next one to keep improving. Number nine, meeting goals is much more satisfying than some resolution. You can resolve to meet your goals this year. If you feel like you need a resolution, then set those goals. Create a plan and pat yourself on the back next year for keeping your 2022 New Year's resolutions. Problem solved. Now put pen to paper and map out your 2022 goals. Be smart, intentional, and accountable, and you'll make daily progress that will help you meet them. So focus allows us to have a clear vision of one's goals. Goal setting is important because it builds self-confidence and helps us to increase productivity by being focused on clear objectives. Having a clear, compelling goal mobilizes our focus toward actionable behavior. Goals guide our focus. Goal setting helps us to align focus with behavior because we get feedback on our progress. Now, let me shift gears here a little bit about the kind of goals that we should be thinking about. I would suggest to you that our number one goal should be, and I quote a scripture from the New Testament, Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, Heavenly Father's grand purpose or goal, if you will, for us, we found in Latter-day Scripture, known as the Pearl of Great Price, in Moses chapter 1, verse 39, which reads, "For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." So this is Heavenly Father's grand purpose for us, his goal for us. This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. So in this edition of Power Up Your Family, we shall discuss the importance of setting and achieving meaningful goals that will guide us through this mortal life and prepare us to return to Heavenly Father. We're going to draw on some inspired counsel from a modern-day apostle by the name of Elder M. Russell Ballard from his General Conference message in April of 2017, entitled Return and Receive. Additionally, we'll recognize some of the profound contributions made by Stephen Covey to provide practical guidance for individuals and families through his Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and his Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families found in his books and systems. So with regard to Elder Ballard and his message of return and receive, he starts out by saying, over the years, I have observed that those who accomplish the most in this world are those with a vision for their lives, with goals to keep them focused on their vision and tactical plans for how to achieve them. Knowing where you're going and how you expect to get there can bring meaning, purpose, and accomplishment to life. Some have difficulty differentiating between a goal and a plan until they learn that a goal is a destination or an end, while a plan is the route by which you get there. For example, we can have a goal to drive to a certain unfamiliar location, and as he said in his talk, some of our dear sisters know that us men often think we know how to get there, often resulting in our saying, I know it must be just around the next corner. Elder Ballard suggested that his wife must be smiling because the goal was clear, but there wasn't a good plan in place to reach the destination. Goal setting is essentially beginning with the end in mind. And planning is devising a way to get to that end. A key to happiness lies in understanding what destinations truly matter, and then spending our time, effort, and attention on the things that constitute a sure way to arrive there. God, our Heavenly Father, has given us the perfect example of goal setting and planning. Again, remember, His goal for us to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man and woman, and His means to achieve it, is the plan of salvation. Our beloved Heavenly Father's plan includes giving us a growing, stretching, learning, physical mortality through which we can become more like Him, clothing our eternal spirits in physical bodies, living by the teachings and commandments of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and forming eternal families allows us, through the Savior's atonement, to fulfill God's goal of immortality and eternal life for His children with Him in His celestial kingdom. Wise goal setting includes the understanding that short-term goals are only effective if they lead to clearly understood longer-term goals. Elder Ballard says, I believe that one important key to happiness is to learn how to set our own goals and establish our own plans within the framework of our Heavenly Father's eternal plan. If we focus on this eternal path, we will inevitably qualify to return to His presence. It is good to have goals and plans for our careers, for our education, even for our golf game. It's also important to have goals for our marriages, our families, our church councils and callings. But our greatest and most overriding goal should fit into Heavenly Father's eternal plan. Remember again, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Experts on goal setting tell us that the simpler and more straightforward a goal is, the more power it will have. When we can reduce a goal to one clear image or one or two powerful and symbolic words, that goal can then become part of us and guide virtually everything we think and do. I believe that there are two words that in this context symbolize God's goal for us and our most important goals for ourselves. The words are return and receive. To return to his presence and to receive the eternal blessings that come from making and keeping covenants are the most important goals we can set. We return and receive by having, quote, unshaken faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, relying wholly upon his merits, pressing forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men and women, feasting upon the word of Christ and enduring to the end. Elder Ballard goes on to say, quote, I have found that to stay focused on returning and receiving the promised blessings, I need to regularly take time to ask myself, how am I doing? It's kind of like of having a personal private interview with yourself. If that sounds unusual, think about it. Who in this world knows you better than you know yourself? You know your thoughts, your private actions, your desires and your dreams, goals and plans, and you know better than anyone how you are progressing along the road to returning and receiving. As a guide for me during this private personal review, Elder Ballard states, I like to read and ponder the introspective words found in the fifth chapter of Alma, found in the Book of Mormon, wherein Alma says, quote, have ye spiritually been born of God? Have ye received his image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Alma's questions are a reminder of what our goals and plans ought to include in order to return and receive. Remember the Savior's invitation to, quote, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. As we increase our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, power to give rest unto our souls, by forgiving sins, redeeming imperfect relationships, healing the spiritual wounds that stifle growth, and strengthening and enabling us to develop the attributes of Christ, we will more deeply appreciate the magnitude of the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Elder Ballard goes on to counsel us that, quote, during the coming days and weeks, find time to review your life's goals and your plans and make sure they align with our Heavenly Father's great plan for our happiness. If you need to repent and change, then consider doing so now. Take the time to prayerfully think about what adjustments are needed to help you keep your, quote, eye single to the glory of God. We must keep the doctrine and gospel of Jesus Christ at the center of our goals and plans. Without him, no eternal goal is possible, and our plans to achieve our eternal goals will surely fail. One additional help is found in a document known as The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles, which was presented to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on January the 1st, 2000. He recommends that we place a copy where we can see it, take time to review it, review each of the statements found in this inspired testimony of Christ by his special witnesses who signed that document. He also suggests that he would urge us to study it along with the family, a proclamation to the world. We speak often about the family proclamation, but please remember to read it in the light of the saving power of the living Christ. Without the living Christ, our fondest expectations will be unfulfilled. As the family proclamation states, the divine plan of happiness enables family relationships to be perpetrated beyond the grave. sacred ordinances and covenants available only in holy temples make it possible for individuals to return to the presence of God and for families to be united eternally. This can happen only because the living Christ is the atoning Savior and Redeemer of the world. In this regard, you may also consider searching the Scriptures to expand your understanding of the specific truths found in the living Christ. Prayerfully reading the living Christ is like reading the testimonies of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the prophets of the Book of Mormon. It will increase your faith in the Savior and help you stay focused on Him as you follow your plans to reach your eternal goals. Despite our mistakes, shortcomings, detours, and sins, Jesus Christ's atonement allows us to repent, prepare to return and receive the matchless blessings God has promised, to live forever with the Father and the Son in the highest degree of celestial kingdom, of the celestial kingdom. Now, as you all know, no one will escape death. Therefore, our long-term goal and plan should be that when we return to our Heavenly Father, we will receive all that He has planned for each of us. Elder Ballard says, "I testify there is no greater goal in mortality than to live eternally with our heavenly parents and our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is more than just our goal. It is also their goal. They have a perfect love for us, more powerful than we can even begin to comprehend. They are totally, completely, eternally aligned with us. We are their work. Our glory is their glory. More than anything else, they want us to come home, to return and receive eternal happiness in their presence." So as we think about the Savior, as we focus our attention on the Savior, let us remember and renew our lifelong commitment to keeping His commandments. Let us look deeply into our own lives, setting our own goals and focusing our plans to align with God's in a way that will ultimately lead us toward our precious privilege to return and receive. And Elder Ballard concludes by saying, "Which is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Now, in the few remaining moments, let me kind of shift gears once again and talk a little bit about Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective Families, or Highly Effective People. In habit number 2, he talks about begin with the end in mind. He says, focus time and energy on things that can be controlled. "So what do you want to be when you grow up?" he asks. That question may appear a little trite, but think about it for a moment. Are you, right now, who you want to be? What you dreamed you'd be? Doing what you always wanted to do? Be honest. Sometimes people find themselves achieving victories that are empty successes that have come at the expense of things that were far more valuable to them. If your ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step you take sets you in the wrong place faster. People are working harder than ever, but because they lack clarity and vision, they aren't getting very far. They, in essence, are pushing a rope with all their might. That's a quote from Dr. Covey. He goes on to say habit number 2 is based on imagination. The ability to envision in your mind what you cannot at present see with your eyes. It's based on the principle that all things are created twice. There's a mental or first creation and a physical or second creation. The physical creation follows the mental, just as a building follows a blueprint. He If you don't make a conscious effort to visualize who you are and what you want in life, then you empower other people and circumstances to shape you and your life by default. It's about connecting again with your own uniqueness and then defining the personal, moral, and ethical guidelines within which you can most happily express and fulfill. So understand the end result. Begin with the end in mind means to begin each day, each task or project with a clear vision of your desired direction and destination, and then continue by flexing your proactive muscles to make things happen. One of the best ways to improve habit 2 in your life is to develop a personal mission statement. It focuses on what you want to be and do. It is your plan for success. It reaffirms who you are, puts your goals in focus, and moves your ideas into the real world. Your mission statement makes you the leader of your own life. You create your own destiny and secure the future you envision. So there's two ideas here. A personal mission statement, which is an introspective path to creating your mission statement that asks thought-provoking questions that help you uncover your core values and highest goals. But he also suggests that as families, we should develop a mission statement. Process, he says, will help unite your family around a common sense of purpose and mission. You'll strengthen your children and family members in a turbulent world. Well, I'd like to conclude by suggesting that the importance of goal setting, writing it down, developing a plan to achieve it, monitoring our progress, making achievements where possible quantitatively measured, makes all the difference in the world. We've often heard that a goal not written down is just a dream. It's great to dream because that's the seedbed for where our goals can come from. But we must be proactive in going beyond just the dreaming. We have to exert effort, put together in writing those goals, and putting down in writing the plan by which we anticipate achieving those goals. And then regularly reviewing that to measure our progress every day, every day, every day. I testify to you that our Heavenly Father loves us, that He does want us to return and receive the great blessings that He has promised, and that His goal for each of us, as we discussed earlier, is that He has for us this grand purpose, this grand goal. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Testify of this in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.